You're listening to Active FM.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Active FM Live. This is myself, Gloire, and right next to me we have
Danny.
And we are doing Mythbusters 2.0. And unlike the previous episode, we plan to not disappoint you.
No, we plan to redeem ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that was a failure.
With the Mentos and the Coke.
So we'll get to that at the end. But at first, we've got some...
Yeah, I guess we can't really, you know, dwell too much on that event because, I mean...
The
hot chocolate did float after all.
If you don't know what we're talking about, why haven't you watched the first one?
Why?
Go back. Okay? Exit this video, go back, and then come back. Mm-hmm.
No, I think they should finish this video first.
No.
Yes.
You don't watch, like, I don't know, what movie has two movies? You don't watch Hunger Games 3 and then watch Hunger Games 1. Do you do that?
Of course
no,
not.
No, exactly. So.
Okay, yeah.
Logic.
Whatever.
So we've got some facts for you, some myths you probably believed that aren't true.
Yeah.
Prove you wrong. So the first one is that bulls get angry at the color red. It's false.
Yeah. I've also seen that one. I don't know if it was when I was watching a television program or something like that, but I don't think, that's...
Bulls are actually green, red, colorblind. It's just the flag thing, this waving of the flag that makes them angry.
Yeah, it's like you taunting them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shame. I always feel bad for them. You know, they get killed after that.
Yeah, I still don't understand how these people are brave enough to go into
an
enclosure with... Of course not. I'm not trying to lose my life. And the one that is more interesting, you know that event that they have in Spain where they get chased?
The El Matadors.
Yes, they get chased by bulls.
Oh, yes, there's like a festival thing.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't catch me there dead.
And weirdly enough is that I've even seen kids there, but they'll put probably for like kids you'll see, get like a small, I think a calf
or something. Yeah.
But it still hurts probably.
No thanks, I'm fine, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one is that you swallow 8 spiders while you're sleeping per year is false.
I was about to say, which Disney movie did that come from?
So it actually says that you might swallow one. I mean, there's chances, but actually the vibrations coming off a sleeping person would actually scare the spiders away.
Oh.
So you guys are safe.
So you'll never get a spider bite at night.
My great-grandfather once was drinking water out the tap, and next thing he felt something crawling up his throat because he had swallowed a spider. From then on, I've never drunk water straight from a tap.
And that's exactly what I was thinking about when you mentioned the fact that you could actually... Okay, the myth that you could swallow spiders while you're asleep. I mean, imagine that thing biting you inside.
I can see any spider. Shoo. It's dead. So.
Like, not so long ago. This has nothing to do with a spider, but it's just sparked a memory. My sister was running away from a flying beetle.
I'd also be running away.
From a beetle. It's harmless.
Anything. I don't care.
Why?
It grows in my hair.
And then what?
Then I'll freak. Right. Moving along. The next one is that cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis, which is false. Which, thank goodness, because I do that a lot.
I used to do that a lot, and then I stopped.
I do it all the time.
Good for you.
It's a calming mechanism.
Can you do it? I don't know why, I just had to show off, but can you do it without using your hands to, like, crack your knuckles on this hand without...
I just did that, yeah.
Okay, like that.
Ah! I've never done that before.
I used to see it in cartoons, but it didn't really mean much to me until I saw it in Dragon Ball this once. I think it was one of the characters.
Maybe they also do this one. Okay,
yeah.
Well, my knuckles are cracked.
One of the
now,
characters so. There, he looked like a bad guy and he was, you know, cracking all his knuckles.
Yeah, they do.
And then
I
they
know
do,
how to
that
do that
one. I was like, how
like,
do
I've
you
never
do
done that?
That
one. But you know what
so
it
cool.
is?
What?
It's the gas that's in between your knuckles popping.
Yeah. And then what happens after they pop?
Nothing. They just reform. Nothing. So it doesn't cause arthritis.
Yeah.
So you were lied to, because I was told that as a kid. I got very scared.
I think I saw that on a show or something. I don't know. Anyway.
You see everything on a show.
Yeah. Used to watch a lot of TV.
I'm not surprised. So, the next one is that sugar causes hyperactivity in children. Apparently, that's false. Apparently, the American Medical Association says that the child's behavior is not associated with sugar. So, if your child's hyper, it's just hyper.
Well, kids are naturally hyper. I mean, but I think that does have some sort of effect on them. I mean, I'm an adult and I once had a sugar rush, so...
I suppose that is true.
Yeah.
So maybe that one is true. This is what Google says, by the way, but we can't always trust Google.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place, which is false. I've heard the saying lightning never strikes twice, but didn't know that was false. Apparently, lightning is actually, it strikes the same place a third of the time.
That's very creepy.
If you ever have lightning, you're supposed to get on the ground and you're supposed to like be in a ball because then the lightning just travels over your back.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
We had these lightning prevention tips at school because one of our other schools, kids got struck by lightning and died because they were on the field. So then we had this whole lightning seminar on like how to prevent lightning. Yeah, just but don't be the tallest thing in the area. So stick to buildings like the size of building. Don't stand in like the middle of anywhere. Or just make sure you stand next to Glory, you're fine.
You know, I was actually thinking about that and I was like, what if that is fake? Because next thing you crawl and you know, you shape your body into like a ball.
But yeah, no, the ball is specific because the lightning bounces off of it.
And then the lightning strikes you and now you're paralyzed in
the
position.
No, being in the ball, that's the position. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the science. And don't be by trees because it travels through the roots and then the roots can get the after effect.
Have you ever been like missed by lightning? Like,
no, because I'm always inside when there's lightning. I'm not walking while there's lightning. Are you crazy? Well,
maybe by chance you're driving and then it starts getting a bit stormy and then...
I don't think so. I mean, there's the one... recently, I was lying in bed and next thing, guah, right outside my house, the lightning struck and I was like, oh my word. Because everything went blue. And I was like... No.
Okay.
The next one is that chameleons change color to blend in with their surroundings. False. We were lied to.
No way.
No, yes. They change color to regulate their temperature and communicate not to blend in.
I thought they were using it for camouflage.
No, that's false.
To protect themselves from predators.
False, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
I'm scarred.
You know when you believe something like your whole life and then you find out it's wrong and you're like... Okay, my whole life has been a lie. That one.
Yeah.
The next one is that the odds of always winning a coin toss is 50-50. False.
No.
Yes.
Unless you cheat.
Nope. So a group of Stanford University researchers proved that a coin is more likely to land on the face that it started on. So it's more a 51-49 chance.
Okay, that does make sense, I guess.
So make sure you bet on the... starting. If you ever want to win, we're giving you your tricks and tips. Yes. Okay, the next one. So I don't know if I knew this from Friends.
Yeah.
That if you get stung by a jellyfish, do you know what you're supposed to do?
What?
You're supposed to pee on yourself or pee on the sting. Have you never heard that?
No.
I thought everyone...
First of all, why would I be anywhere near a jellyfish?
You go to the sea.
No.
I suppose it doesn't apply in Joburg, but if you're at the sea and you get stung by the jellyfish, I'd always heard that you're supposed to pee on yourself. It's very good. And I saw it in Friends. It's a very funny episode. But apparently that is
false. So you do it right in that moment?
Yeah. Apparently it's supposed to... Well... They had always said that then it takes the pain away. But in fact, it actually makes the pain worse. And what you should do is put hot water on it.
Oh, okay.
Were you going to get hot water at the beach? I don't know. But it's fine. But I always thought...
Like, there should be hot water somewhere at least. I guess you could...
No, like, but like it's that's better than... no. that's why I used to stay away from the sea specifically for that reason. I was like, I don't want to be stung and then have to, gross. Yeah. That's disgusting.
My only fear of the sea is sharks because of movies, obviously. I don't think there's anything else that would scare me that much. Yeah.
Sure. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No.
Piranhas.
Have you seen those things in action? I've seen them at the aquarium.
Yeah.
It's freaky. I feel like crabs, and they come there and they pinch you. Mm-mm. I'll just stay on the beach, far away from the sea. I think that's better for me. Yeah, bi. It's not working out. Okay, the next one is that drinking alcohol raises your body temperature. It's false.
Oh, okay. I was like, does it?
Apparently people believe that.
Okay.
Apparently it actually lowers your core body temperature. And if you feel warm, it's just your brain playing tricks on you because of the alcohol.
I guess that does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't drink alcohol to stay warm. Guys, it's not going to work.
You know, now that you mention it, just reminded me, because you know when we'd see movies of like people in Russia.
And yeah, they're always drinking vodka.
And then they're in this icy cold place.
So basically your brain is just tricking you into feeling warm.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
So it's not a fact, but I guess it works somehow.
It works. I mean, if you think you're warm, I suppose it's better than nothing.
I guess.
Okay, and the last one is that peanuts are a type of nut. It's false. Peanuts are actually a legume. They're more closely related to peas than they are to walnuts and almonds.
That's pretty interesting.
I don't like peanuts.
Why don't you like peanuts? You don't like a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I like peanut butter, though. I don't like eating nuts, though, except pistachios, I think they're called. The ones that like you open. Those are nice. Otherwise, I'm not a fan. Not for me.
Yeah.
Actually, but oh no, wait, you eat peanuts with raisins. Yeah. Nah, it's not like something I'll actually go buy myself.
You should try it.
What?
Peanuts and raisins.
I have had this before.
And you decided that you don't like it.
Meh. 5 out of 10.
Five.
You know what is nice?
What?
Peanut butter with apple.
I'd definitely go for raisins over that.
Please try it. You will not regret it.
Peanut butter and apple.
Yeah, you like put just the peanut and then you cut the apple into like chips and then you like eat the apple. Some people do it with carrots, which I think is a bit weird, but the apple one is nice.
I feel like my stomach just turned upside down.
You know what? Don't hate on it until you try it. He's just being sour. It's fine. Go out, try it. I promise you. I have it all the time. Everyone used to eat it at school. Okay, well. Anyway. So now we're going to try our experiments. And we have some new ones for you. So the first one. Apparently, you can charge up a ruler to pick up paper. So, just tear the paper into little pieces. While I find the ruler.
Not too small. Like how, I don't know.
Sorry, just decent sizes. Use your brain. Smaller than that. Okay, you rub this on your shirt and make it charged. I'll break the paper. No, you're doing it wrong. Like this. Till it like literally heats in your hand.
Make it fire.
Is it hot? Does it feel warm?
Sort of. Let me just give it another go.
I don't know if this is gonna work.
Maybe your t-shirt will
work. We used to do this at school. You can do this as well, and you can make water move. Doesn't work. That's unfortunate. Stupid electricity. Sometimes you have to charge it a lot, but I feel like I'm too lazy to charge it a lot.
We're giving it our final attempt, yeah. And if it doesn't work,
then it gets a no from us. Yeah. An unfortunate one, because I really thought this one would work.
Wah,
so,
wah.
No. Okay, next one. Apparently, hand sanitizer gets out permanent marker from clothing. So.
Okay.
We have a old painting shirt. We'll put it in here so we don't miss the sanitizer. Yeah. Can't see down there. This is my big bag of equipment. That's the Mentos. That's that. Aha! Sanitizer. And the pen. Okay. So, suppose we just draw. I know white wine gets out red wine. If you ever spill red wine on your clothes, white wine does the trick.
I suppose we want to maybe show them the drawing first. So it's quite the drawing.
It's a whole black blob. It's my masterpiece of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try
now
this.
Now we're going to remove it.
Okay, mate. Spray. Oh, there we go. Ooh. So
I think probably you'd have needed like a cloth to rub it off or something.
Sorta. I feel like you'd need a lot. Because it is coming off on my finger.
Yeah,
see,
but
you can see the orange back underneath.
Yeah.
I feel like you need a lot. And it looks like it's more going to smudge, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does look like that. You probably might need to remove the cap and pour it over something.
Smart.
I feel like that's too much sanitizer.
It's fine.
But, okay.
We're all very familiar with that. It's sort of coming out. Nah. But you see, the problem is then it like makes the surrounding area like black.
Yeah.
So then you've just got a bigger stain. Technically.
Unless you soak it. Do you think if you soaked it...
Well, I'm not about to wait and
obviously
see if we soak it.
Obviously, we're not going to do that, but I'm just thinking.
So it could potentially work.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I know if you draw on the wall with permanent marker, deodorant works, spray deodorant, and I know that one for a fact. Because we by accidentally drew on a board with permanent marker at school and then had to make sure the teachers didn't find out. So that one works, but this, no. Right, the next one. Does smell affect your taste? I'm excited for this one. So, basically they say that if you can't smell what you're having, then you can't taste. So we got sweets. We're going to close our eyes, and we're each going to have to taste two. And we'll see if we'll be able to tell them apart and the flavor. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, close your eyes. I'll pick two flavors. And yeah, but you can't look. Do-do. Okay.
Whatever you do, don't feed me poison.
Do you trust me that little?
No, I'm just saying.
He's not wrong. No, I'm joking. Okay.
Now you're scaring me.
Okay, so now you need to pinch your nose, but keep your eyes closed.
Okay, keep my eyes closed and
pinch your nose. Okay. Try that one. But don't say what you think it is until after you've eaten both.
So I'd have to, like, swallow this thing?
No, we'll just eat and swallow.
You know I can't swallow my nose like this, right?
You can try. Okay. Can you taste something? Okay, you can unplug your nose then and just swallow. Could you taste the flavor?
I can't swallow this big thing.
Wait, you can't see the flavor.
Whoa, this is a weird taste.
But you see, now you're tasting it because your smell is there.
Yeah, but then...
Okay, let me do it. Pick two flavors. Do you see what I have to deal with? Feel sorry for me. Okay, I'm not looking.
I feel like you know this already, but
I don't.
Okay.
I want to know what you're picking. I don't even know what flavors are in there.
You're very fortunate, because if there was something like an ugly flavor, you'd be tasting it. Exactly. Hard to eat, right?
But could you taste something?
At first, when my nose was plugged, I could only
feel it, but you can't... Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what it was. What did you give me?
One of these, I think.
What is that? I gave you lemon. This one.
Mm-mm.
Strawberry. Can you not tell that's a strawberry, Glory?
No. I didn't look at what fruit was what.
I could taste it. I mean, I could tell you that there was something in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not tell you what flavor it was.
Yeah. Wait.
Now I can tell it's strawberry. That is strawberry.
Because either it gave you strawberry.
Could you taste that it was lemon?
At first, I sort of got like a lemon taste, but I was wondering if my taste wasn't affected by something I ate earlier. Then I was like,
Yeah, didn't you have lemonade earlier?
I did, actually.
Mm. So, does this work?
I think it does.
I mean, I could not tell. Now I can tell it's strawberry. Can you tell it's lemon?
So, I mean, only now. Before, I couldn't.
So, with your nose block, you couldn't taste?
No, I couldn't.
Okay,
taste.
So basically, the nose thing works. So if you...
By the way, I knew that before this.
If you want to... If you have to eat something gross, just block your nose.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. Apparently, if you put raisins in Sprite, they dance. So...
We've got a bowl, obviously.
Raisins.
Pack of raisins. Sprite. And Sprite.
I hope this doesn't...
Are you going to... Okay. Did you shake it?
No, but it was in the car and it was rolling around.
Yes. I think that is enough.
No. I don't like raisins. Raisins are grapes, right? Yeah, you can. Yes, they dried grapes. You just say no. Raisins are dry grapes, and aren't prunes dry plums?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to be careful with what you're getting into your mind, because what's in the mind goes straight to the heart, and what's in the heart comes out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm going to be reading from the Book of Chazil.
Active FM radio has never been better.
More than life is